My fellow Jamaicans, today as we commemorate the 177th anniversary of a most defining moment in our history, we salute our forefathers whose agony, hardships, and bloodshed gave us the privilege of this annual celebration of emancipation. If there is one valuable lesson to be learnt about emancipation, it is that once we are willing to act, we become change agents. The onus is on us to realize that we are neither hopeless nor helpless in the face of individual or societal hardship. Rather, following the footsteps of our forefathers, we must believe in our ability to be the difference we seek. Sam Sharp seized every opportunity he could to change a society in which the large majority existed in the subhuman conditions of slavery. Change did not occur overnight, and even decades after emancipation, the black majority remained oppressed. But succeeding generations saw the birth of new heroes who led the march for human rights, dignity, equality, and justice. Today, Jamaica Land We Love calls on each of us to be heroes who will stand for the principles and values which will enable us to achieve our peace and prosperity. Our sacrifice will pay off. We will not succeed overnight, but by consistent effort, we shall reach our goal. Together, we can free Jamaica from the modern day issues that seek to mentally and socially enslave us. We must end the abuse and violence against our nation's children and return to being a kinder, caring society, which we once were. We need to free ourselves from the bondage of an anti-informer culture that allows our country to be easy prey for criminal elements. The shackles of selfishness, corruption, mediocrity, and negativity have held us back, and this must be shattered. We dare not leave our nation's future to mere chance. In the words of the Right Excellent Marcus Garvey, chance has never satisfied the hope of a suffering people. As our national heroes have proven, determined action is required, for it is only then that we will liberate ourselves from any bondage which impedes the achievement of Jamaica's highest potential. So, united in action, we can be the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. My hope is for Jamaicans to exude the confidence and resilience that will propel us to be part of the building of a prosperous, progressive, and peaceful nation. Let us be long-distance runners on a determined path to use what is right with Jamaica to fix what is wrong with Jamaica. May God bless us all.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.